The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 3, Poem 33. To Blind Men Restored, and the Dumb Made to Speak. Never to see the redness of the dawn, the tender hues of eve, never perceive, from all that knowledge comes of sight, withdrawn, when friends do grieve. Or be their happy smile on face we love, how shall joy move our fellowship when we no sign may see? In desolate places must the blind man be. This blind man hath a brother found, one blind like him, shut out from sight of all delight, like him alone amongst his friendly kind who see the light. Together make these their own little joys, escape a noise and talk of all those things move a man's heart the most, when he from others goes apart. Today, great news stirs those two lonely souls. Friends give them news of one great David's son, who all afflictions of mankind controls, speaks, and 'tis done. The blind go seeing, and the deaf men hear. Nay, then, shall fear keep us from him, the king of men, so great, alone he rules man's intimate estate. Lo, he comes by. They follow, cry on him, eager and loud they cry, lest he pass by, nor ever hear their voice, nor know how dim to sightless eye are all delights of beauteous world he made. Have mercy, said the two blind men, his mercy all their plea. Have mercy, Lord, and bid thy servants see. Entered the house, had Christ, and bade them rise. One question asks the Lord. Think ye my word is able to give sight to darkened eyes? The blind men heard. With leaping heart, together they cried out without one doubt. Yea, Lord, we know that thou canst bid us see. According to your faith, so shall it be. He touched their eyes. So potent and so kind a touch, sure never fell, so soft a spell, so quick, as made to see these two poor blind. Ah, it was well with them that day when, seeing, forth they went, and knew Christ sent, deliverer of poor souls in darkness lay, that they might share the gladness of the day. One other prisoner groaning in the pit, he passeth in his way. The light of day this man perceives, but silent he must sit, nor word can say of thoughts all turned to bitterness that surge and utterance urge of his sealed lips. Christ's pity set him free. He makes the dumb to speak, the blind to see. Cried out the marveling multitudes amazed, our fathers never saw, since came the law, prophet could thus set captive prisoners free. To thee draw we who go blind to thy sweet ways of grace, nor see thy face, nor with glad tongue thy tender mercies own. Except thou pity, Christ, we are undone.